Governor Gary Herbert addresses air quality, guns, and the allegations brought against Utah Attorney General John Swallow in his monthly news conference. Utahns say they are willing to pay more taxes for better education, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson speaks at the University of Utah. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, January 25th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Governor Gary Herbert says he doesn't want to join what he calls the rush to judgment in the case of Utah Attorney General John Swallow, but he's open to some new ideas for ethics reform in state government. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
At his monthly news conference on KUED, Governor Herbert said the state needs to wait for the results of an investigation into Swallow's alleged involvement in a bribery plot, which included a meeting with a man indicted for mail fraud at a donut shop in Orem. Swallow has asked for a federal investigation, but the U.S. Attorney for Utah hasn't said whether there's actually going to be one. If there was, the results would not be made public if there were no criminal charges filed. The governor said he wasn't familiar with the statement from Utah Republican Party Chair Tom Wright calling for ethics reform in state government.
It's kind of easy for anybody to sit on the sidelines and say, well, gee, I wouldn't have done that, not having been in that situation. So I think that's a little potentially disingenuous for people that sit on the sidelines and criticize activity. That being said, I expect that the Attorney General himself wishes he had not had a meeting at Krispy Kreme's.
Herbert says he likes the idea of an independent commission to investigate ethical violations by elected officials such as the governor or attorney general. And he wants to make campaign advertising more transparent, requiring disclosure of contributors to attack ads. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
Herbert also says the state is doing a lot to address the air quality problem in Utah's urban counties. He says the UCARE program points out the responsibility individual drivers have to cut back during inversion periods. And he says the state has been working to have its employees drive cleaner cars.
We, in fact, in our own fleet now have to justify why you need to have a gasoline-powered automobile as opposed to a hybrid or a compressed natural gas car.
Herbert said he shares the concerns of the doctors who brought a petition to his office this week, but he didn't address their strategies, free public transit and a reduced speed limit.
Governor Gary Herbert says the state of Utah must comply with the law on guns. He was responding to a question at his monthly news conference on KUED about a letter from the state's sheriffs who say they won't enforce federal laws that they feel are unconstitutional. That doesn't mean he likes everything that's been proposed in the wake of the school shooting in Connecticut.
I find it disappointing that we have a president who is proposing 35, 37 different executive orders to solve the problem and skirting Congress. I don't think that's the right way to solve the problem.
Herbert says there needs to be a thoughtful and reasoned discussion on the issue and suggested better background checks and mental health interventions need to be part of the solution to gun violence.
Most Utah voters are willing to raise taxes to pay for public education. That's according to an annual study gathered by Dan Jones and Associates, the University of Utah Center for Public Policy and Administration, and the Exoro Group. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
70% of Utahns who participated this year ranked education as very important, compared to 50% for the next highest priority, economic development. Jennifer Robinson is director of the Center for Public Policy and Administration. She added 55% of voters surveyed say they would support increasing Utah's income tax rate, with an understanding that the money will be devoted to public education.
Those numbers are really, really positive, and it just feeds back to what we saw in the earlier part of the survey, that education is the number one priority that Utahns have for the upcoming session.
Utah residents currently pay a flat income tax rate of 5%. The report also shows more than half of those surveyed oppose raising the gas tax, while slightly more than half favored an increase in the sales tax and restoring the sales tax on food.
No one likes taxes, but there's a willingness in some cases to see some changes in our tax rates.
Dan Jones and Associates randomly selected 537 registered Utah voters to participate in the policy survey earlier this month. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Jesse Jackson was in Salt Lake City yesterday. The Baptist minister and civil rights activist delivered the keynote address for the University of Utah's Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations. Before his address, Jackson argued that the U would benefit from a more multicultural student body. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
At a press conference on campus, Reverend Jesse Jackson told reporters that Dr. Martin Luther King's dream for America is not yet fulfilled, that Americans need to work to level the playing field and eliminate poverty. And he argued, we need to learn to live together, calling on the University of Utah to recruit a more diverse student body.
One needs to see the advantage of multicultural education, the advantage of having a class made up of different race from another economic strata. One must see the advantage in learning how to develop coping skills. Those who cannot cope cannot lead.
Jackson pointed to the recent presidential election as an example.
You saw in this last campaign, one leader looking at America through a door, one looking at America through a keyhole. The keyhole candidate lost, and the one who saw America through the door won.
Jackson invited students to join his Rainbow Push Coalition, a progressive organization which works for social justice and civil rights. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Freezing rain and slippery runways shut down the Salt Lake City International Airport for about 3 hours yesterday. A Frontier Airlines plane coming in from Denver slipped on an icy runway, but nobody was injured. Numerous flights were canceled and many others delayed. The ice also caused trouble on the roads. The Utah Highway Patrol says there were 188 accidents reported in the Salt Lake City metro area. 27 people were hurt, including three troopers. There were no fatalities. Dave Checketts founded the Real Salt Lake Major League Soccer franchise, and he's guided it through its first 8 years and the construction of its home stadium in Sandy. But he's now decided to sell the team to Delroy Hansen, the real estate company executive who already owned a minority interest. Real Salt Lake now has about 10,000 season ticket holders and won a league championship in 2009. Senator Mike Lee and Congressman Jason Chaffetz both say they support the idea of women in the U.S. military serving in combat roles. Salt Lake Tribune says Lee issued a statement saying women should have the same opportunity for advancement as men. Chaffetz says he'd like to see more detail in the Defense Department's proposal, but he backs the idea of women serving in all capacities. A group asked to look at the prospect of diverting water to Colorado from the Flaming Gorge Reservoir says there needs to be an agreement first on how to meet Colorado's growing water needs. The Basin Roundtable Exploration Committee issued its report on Wednesday. It says Colorado needs to work out ways to maximize its allocation of water rights without overdeveloping the Colorado River or its tributaries.
We're going into the final weekend of the Sundance Film Festival, but Dan Nayland's been watching live theater this week. He's been to see the Pioneer Memorial Theater's production of The Philadelphia Story.
So The Philadelphia Story is kind of like an American Downton Abbey?
Yeah, but it's even older, I would say. It came around in 1938, Philip Barry's story, and there was a classic old movie with Katharine Hepburn and Clark Gable and Jimmy Stewart in it, and the production at the Pioneer really struck me as playing to the sensibilities of we Americans and our obsession with sort of reality TV, because you have the idle rich out in the country having a wedding. You have tabloid reporters trying to get there and see what's going on behind the curtain of this family. You have the patriarch of the family who's had an alleged affair with a dancer in New York. So you have scandal. You have love triangles / quadrangles happening. And, you know, as always, a really great production up there. But it really struck me that amazing how the themes from this 1938 play carry over to 2013. And, you know, a Keeping Up with the Kardashians kind of way, or a Downton Abbey kind of way.
And we have one more weekend left of the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, we're at the tail end here, and this is the weekend when it's kind of cool. If you can get up to Park City over the weekend, they show all the winning films of the different categories, the Audience Award winners, the Judges Award winners. They show those throughout the weekend. And then right here in Salt Lake City, there are still screenings going on at the Broadway, at the Tower Theater, at the Rose Wagner, at the library. So you have the chance to catch some movies if you haven't been able to get involved at all yet. Still an opportunity out there to see some films.
The scene, though, is kind of dying down. The music and the comedy and the stunts on Main Street.
Yeah, it tends to kind of, I guess, what would the word be? Kind of go backwards or go down as the week goes on from that first weekend of insanity where you have all of your sort of celebrity sightings and paparazzi. There still will be a little buzz around the Steve Jobs biopic that stars Ashton Kutcher. He'll be here, I'm sure, with the premiere of that film. But for the most part, it's kind of quiet, so a perfect time to go to Park City and get out of the gunky air in Salt Lake.
Dan Nalen reports on entertainment for KUER and blogs at slscene.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, January 25th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Till next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.